It's two for a three.
Yeah!
Shoots it at the horn. No good.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
Welcome to Park Hill, Missouri, where there's still a lot of snow on the ground. Temperature is not too bad, but a little colder than home over here on the very east side of Missouri. As we come to you tonight for Region 16 basketball on Katie Wise, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies visit the Cardinals from Mineral Area College. They've been ranked in the top 25 this year. They're 15-7. And the Grizzlies come in with a 9-13 mark. 0-6 in region play. And the Grizzlies have been a skidding. They, right now, are in last place in region 16 with an 0-6 mark. And meanwhile, inverted at the very top of things, you've got Mineral Area that is in first place in the region. They are 5-1, and the other night, they beat Three Rivers by 2. 59-57. Last time the Grizzlies won a region game was February the 15th of last year. They beat Mineral Area 73-61. But in the interim, the Grizzlies lost at home to Mineral Area 94-74 back on January the 14th. So, things going pretty well for Mineral. The Grizzlies are really scuffling, and they need to find a way to win a region game here tonight on the road. This tip is up and controlled easily as we pick up the starters. And the Mineral Area Cardinals, they're in the white with the red trim. Tony Irons is their head coach in the white and red. They're on offense first. Darren Grant from the free throw line. A little fall away is no good. Off the rim and saved by Javon Barbie. And the Grizzlies get a stop first time down tonight. Grizzlies start Ty Lindsey at the point. Over on the right side, Sean Glass to the right corner. Tyrell Smith in Tampa, Florida. Javon Barbie out to Kai. Blaine Harris is the fifth starter. Tyrell goes baseline. Pull up. Chip shot. Good. Tyrell from 16 feet. And we get an official's whistle as Tyrell had a chain flopping around his neck, and he'll have to put that away before we can play. Starting five for the Cardinals as they're involved here. Karen Grant, a 6'7 sophomore from St. Louis, out front with the ball. Now Edwin Dooley, a good little guard to the left baseline. They'll take it down low, back out to the point. They get it for the low block. The big guy, Nazir Allen, 6'9", hook pass across, high pass caught. And now, good defense. They'll have to force a three from the corner, and it's short. And rebound won. That's Karen Grant. He is a real good player. 6'7", freshman from St. Louis. On the right side, Tyrell has it. Now at the point, Javon Barbie. He draws the big guy away from the basket. Out on the right point now. Sean Glass with Grant on him. That's a tough matchup. Dribbling over Sean all the way through, all the way in. Lays it up and good. Good sharp move to the basket by Sean Glass with the right hand. Makes it 4-2 in the front court. They'll post inside. Pump fake up And a hook shot, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass. Good, good, good defense that time. Sean will hand it off to Barbie. To the right corner, Tyrell. Can't get his shot away. That's one of his favorite spots there in the corner. Grizzlies pull it back with 14 on the shot clock. Bounce pass high post. Barbie drives in, gets cut off. Fade away from 13 feet, no good. And the ball comes off to Mineral Area. Long pass ahead, and the layup is up and in as Nazir Allen beat the Grizzly defense down the floor. Sean Glass to the front court. To the right corner. And now Javon Barbie keeps the dribble to the point. Tyrell Smith left corner. Blaine Harris with a three, and that's way off the mark. Rebound long to the corner and taken by Teron Grant. Got to stop the ball. Grant crosses over, goes in, lays it up and in. Timeout. 16:25 to go in the first half with the score. The Grizzlies trailing 6-4. And we have got to stop them on that drive if we're going to have a shot at it tonight. 6-4, 30-second break. Grizzlies down by 2, back in 30 on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
16:25 to go in the first half here at Mineral Area. Garrett Fay normally would have waited for the media timeout, which isn't very far off, but he used the timeout because he could see a trend develop. So now we'll see if we can reverse that trend. Grizzlies have the ball in the backcourt. They're in the blue and red with white numbers. Sean Glass crossover. Kai Lindsey. Kai gets it over. Far left corner. Wide open. Tyrell can make that usually, but that's off the rim short. Rebound comes back. Naz Allen now the front court with it. They'll back it inside. Garrett, he'll pick up the dribble, move it back out to the point. Grizzlies defense here in the first 5 minutes. It's been pretty good. Naz Allen post, turns, right-hand baby hook, no good. Fight for the rebound. Blaine Harris gets it. One and done. That's really good. Harris out front, handed. Now Kai Lindsey sets up the offense with his orange shoes. Kai dribbles in, penetrates, pushes off, fade away from 13, in and out, rebound, great one by Barbie, got it blocked, tried to go up again and lost the ball. Now picked up by the Cardinals, step three, right hand, scoop, no good, tipped up, no good, we get a foul call on the play though. As Makai Joyner, a 6'5 freshman from Savannah, Georgia, got inside the defense. Javon Barbie will pick up the foul for the Grizzlies, and that's number one on them. And the first try is good. They're courtside here, what used to be called the Bob Secrest Center. I don't know what they call it now. His name's not on the court anymore. A bank's name is. So I'm just going to refer to it as the Secrest Event Center. That's what I've been calling it since 2006 anyway. Next one, no good. Rebound, Barbie has it for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are out rebounding Mineral right now, 4-1. Out front, in the ball game now. A7, leading score for the Grizzlies. 17 a game, gets by his guy to the corner. Up fake by Kai, drives in, lost it, turned it over, and the Grizzlies give it right back. Kai Joyner brings it up for the Cardinals. This is a pretty deep basketball team. They don't have anybody that really scores a lot, but they've got about six guys that average 11 to 13 points a game, and that is fantastic. the secret of their success so far this year, getting to the top of Region 16. Free ball, right point, no good. Long rebound goes out of bounds with far corner. Off the miss by Teron Grant. Grant is a 6'7", freshman from St. Louis. One of the better freshman players I've seen this year. Best freshman I've seen this year, Kane Labestis from Moberly. He is really good. And this kid, not quite the same kind of player. He's 6'7". Caleb Estes goes 6'3". Grizzlies on offense, 13 on shot clock. Dribbling over, it's Ace. He'll shoot the three ball from way out. It's off the back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Mineral. They come back the other way on the push. Lost the ball. Loose basketball on the deck. Hustling for it. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. And it'll be Cardinals basketball in the front court. So I just called them the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't know how many kids they've got. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. They have 14 players on their roster, and I think six are from St. Louis. At the right elbow, catch and shoot. Ball away, jumper good from 17 feet. Nice shot by Jordan Richard. And, of course, their coach, Tony Irons, is from St. Louis. Longtime associated with high school basketball at Vashon. Tyrell Smith crosses over, kicks it over. Kai, free throw line, follow away jump shot, back iron, hits and falls. Needed that one to go. 9-6 score. Right elbow, Richard has it. Ball fake goes to his left. Turn around, right hand fadeaway is no good, too stout. And a fight for the rebound is picked up by Tyrell, and the Grizzlies come back with a chance to tie. Cutting to the hole down the left side. Driving left, up and in. Ace Evans, he's got a knack. If he gets by you, get a fork. Stick it in you because you're done. He'll get it to the rim one way or the other. 9-8 ball game. Mineral with the ball. Richard to the point. He'll hand the ball off there to Lorenzo Shields. High post, they hand it off, pick, and a layup. They picked the defender for Shields, and it was an easy lay-in for the Cardinals. 11-8. That was a really good screen, Nazir Allen set, to get Shields open on that play. Over on the right side of the court. Pull-up three ball is up and no good. Long rebound to the corner. It's Ace Evans with it off the miss by Sean Glass. And a steal out front. Take it away. Down the rim to the rim and laying it up and in for the bucket. Shields has four off the bench. And now a foul over the timeline. 13-8 to score now. Josiah Green, he's been trying to get in the game for the last 3 minutes. And timeout. Media timeout, 11:55 to go first half. Grizzlies trail the Cardinals 13-8, and we come back in 1 minute on Katie Watt.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 bow blowout specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery, inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
Josiah Green checking in for the Grizzlies after the timeout. Grizzly ball at midcourt. Ty Lindsey has it to the right corner. Tyrell sets a three in the air. Good. Tyrell with a big shot there. That draws the Grizzlies back within two. 13-11, right corner. Here's the three at the other end. No good. Off the miss that time by Shields. Grizzlies come back with it. Tyrell drives the lane, puts up a right-hand reverse, no good. May have been partially blocked. Now on the left side. Here's a three shot, no good. Nobody went for the ball. Loose ball picked up now by Blaine Harris. In the front court, Ty Lindsey goes hard in. Scoop shot, no good. Rebounded by Mineral. They come back with it. Now cut left side. Layup is up and in. Lorenzo Shields, he must have got good and warm in the warm-up. 6 points off the bench, 15-11. Kai Lindsey for the Grizzlies, down by four. 10:48 to go in the first half. A7's at the point. Pull up, got a three look, straight on. No good. It's going to be a little strong off the back iron. Sean Glass will check in just a minute. Bounce pass inside. Richard tries and puts it up and in. Grizzlies were in the zone, kind of flat-footed, and Richard cut to the right wing across and had a firm lay in there. A7's down the right side. Richard is on him. Ace can't shake him, kicks it to the corner. In the corner, a three by Tyrell is no good. Now we've hit a dry spell. Up the left side, step through, put it high off the board, left hand up and in. That was Isaiah Purvey, his first basket of the ballgame. Now we're down by eight. We got to be really careful here, as we could look up very soon and be down by 20. 8 points currently. Pass out front, another steal. Down the left side, left, no good. Blew it, and Josiah Green comes back with it. Right corner, three ball, Ace, no good. Rebound, Josiah had it and lost it. Down the front court, Mineral will set it up with Makai Joyner on the left side. Richard goes left baseline, cut off by Kai Lindsey. Skip pass over the top to the right wing. Shields, pull up, right elbow, jumper, good. Boy, he's got it going tonight. 21-11. Straight man-to-man by Mineral Area. Remember Vachon, where Tony Irons kind of grew up. That's their signature. Pressure, pressure, pressure. At the point, Lindsey beats his guy and drives, and a holding foul be called against the Cardinals, and that'll register against Edwin Dooling. Sean gets in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Tyrell and Kai will come out. Goose Blobenfeld comes in for the Grizzlies. 21-11. Inbound. Blaine Harris in the corner to the right point. Right corner pass. Sean Glass with a really tough catch. Now out front. A7's. Shoots a three ball. No good. Air ball. And now back to Mineral Area. We're not getting shots. At the point, Shields lost the dribble, stolen. Sean Glass going to take it coast to coast all the way. Scooped it up, no good, but he got fouled on the play, and he'll shoot two after the turnover. So I get Sean Glass on the free throw line. And Sean this season averaging over 13 points a game. Okay. Joe Greenwood makes a point over here on the bench. They can't sub until after the free throw is shot. Good job, Joe. Here's the first free throw. Good by Sean Glass. Can't get nothing by Joe. And good. Sean Glass makes them both. He's got four. Assistant Joe Greenwood, just to show you kind of where he comes from. He's from Boston and is a New York Yankees fan. That sums it up.
Down at the point, it's Romello Schmidt. He's a good player off the bench for them at guard. Cal out front, putting it on the floor, driving hard to the corner. Open three by Shields, no good. And we're going to get a foul. The holding foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies on Blaine Harris. And a timeout on the floor. 7:48 to go, first half from Park Hills. And it's the Cardinals 21, the Grizzlies 13. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
7:48 left in the first half from Park Hills. The Grizzlies trail 21-13 against the Cardinals in Mineral Area. They inbound the ball on the low block left side. They'll bang and bang, lean, spin, left-hand shot off the board is up and good. Isaiah Purvey now has 4 points. 6'5", sophomore from where else? St. Louis. John Glass at the point. Gets a screen. Now to the right point. Goose Robinfeld passed up the shot. Now has it stolen. Up ahead, Purvey had it, lost it, got fouled though. And that'll be the 13th foul on the Grizzlies. Josiah Green will get called for that. So it's Cardinals ball out of bounds. We're going to stay in this game. We got to wake up. We got to make some shots soon. And we got to keep getting a stop every now and then. Bounce pass to the corner. Karen Grant backs down, gets cut off nicely by Blaine Harris. Skip pass right point. Long three ball. No good. Rebound taken down by Josiah Green. They don't have numbers. Josiah will pull it back. Outside, Robinfeld. Now to Sean Glass. Sean dribbles into the paint. Fall away from 13 feet. No good. And rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. No rebounding there. That was just come down and dribble it a while and shoot it. Nasser Binion gets it to the low block. Pump fake, Purvey. Up, no good, but he drew Harris off the floor. And the Drew Harris, Blaine Harris off the floor, and Blaine will pick up his second. Clock stopped at 6:31, 23-13. 10 is the biggest lead of the night for either team. Grizzlies got off to a brief 2-0 lead, and that has been about the extent of that. Isaiah Purvey is a left-hand shooter. His first one is good. Grizzlies will sub out Goose and Blaine, and back in comes Tyrell Smith and Javon Barbie. This is the only place where their PA guy refers to the Grizzlies as the Grizz. Me and this guy get along really good down here. Next free throw is no good. Grizzlies on offense now. Bad pass, cross got hung up midair. Now back the other way, Purvey drives, lays it up and good off the turnover. A careless turnover there leads to 2 points. Purvey's got 7 off the bench. 26-13. Glass over, Josiah. Against their zone, stolen again. Grant, 3-on-1 break. All the way in. Binion lays it up and good. Down by 15. 5:46 to go. It is really hard for us to get an open look. 13 on the shot clock. Javon Barbie on the left side. Guy Lindsay goes left baseline all the way around and in and lays it up, and he missed it. So he got fouled on the shot, and he'll shoot two. That's one of those fouls. The foul didn't actually happen on the shot. It happened just before the shot. That's one of those that Guy probably should have made. That's the first foul call of the game on Romello Smith. And Ty makes the first free throw. Guy Lindsay's got 3 points. A7's back in the ball game. He is the Grizzlies' leading scorer, 17 tonight. Sean Glass, second, 13. Next one is good. Guy Lindsay makes them both. We have made a grand total of 6 field goals this half. And that's not many. Low block, big guy, Brown, 6'9", baby hook, right hand, good. There's nothing you can do. Josiah Green at 6'4", guarding 6'9", nope. But that's about all you got. With Alonzo out, Jalen out. 6'4", 6'5", is about all you got left. Down the key all the way. Great driving layup up and in by Guy Lindsay. Guy, saw a gap. Took advantage, 30-17. Allen's going to pull up and shoot a 2, and that's good from 17 feet. Nazir Allen's got 6. This is how they are. We've got 8, 7, 1, 4, 2, 4, and 6. Ty Lindsay again kicks it far side in the corner. Ace Evans couldn't make a clean catch. Now Tyrell, wide open 3, is no good. Allen with the rebound. Down to the low block, Allen again. Guarded by Ty Lindsay, a guard. Turn, no good, but Binion got caught with a push off on the rebound. And he'll pick up the foul with 4:14 to go. And we'll get a sub here, and Clayton Richards will give Josiah Green a break. 4:14 left in the half. 32-17. Ace Evans will bring it up. Off the left side. Yeah, he draws 6'7" Teron Grant on defense. Here's Clayton Richards with a 3-ball, and that is good. Clayton Robbins with a 3 from the left wing. That's a nice shot. Now back on offense. Grizzlies go back to the zone. 3-ball right point. That's good. Mello Smith is a good player. He makes the shot, which is his first bucket of the ball game. It's a 3. 35-20, 3:40 to go in the half. Back in a minute on KD1.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Grizzlies have the basketball. Need a bucket. Down by 15. Ace Evans in the front court. Crossover move. Ace gets in. Puts up a lob shot. No good. Got it back. Put it up and in. Ace has 4. 35-22. Binion in the front court. Cuts across the lane. Pump fake goes up. Shoots. No good. Tipped over. Picked up by Tyrell Smith. Right corner. Barbie goes in. Stops. Shoots it high off the board. No good. But foul in the play. And that'll be on Nazar Allen. There's 6-9 postman, and he'll get first foul of the ball game. So the Grizzlies now with Tyrell Smith, Ace Evans, Shai Lindsey, Clayton Robbins, and Javon Barbie. I was going to say hello tonight to the K-Man. And the free throw is good by Barbie. First point of the ball game. Kevin Watt said he was going to listen tonight. So hello to the K-Man. Next drive in and out. Rebound Allen. High above the rim at 6'9". Pulling that one down. Ball out front. Here's Romello Smith. He's not from St. Louis. He's from Kansas City. Left point, left corner. Good ball movement. Open shot. Jordan Richards for 3. No good. Rebound. Taken down by Tyrell Smith. Grizzlies come back after the stop. Long up the floor. Barbie baseline. Kicks it outside. Tyrell holds with 2:34 to go. 35-23. Grizzlies down 12. Evans gets a screen. Dribbles over. Steps over. Kicks it across. Barbie spins to the middle. Shoots a floater from 10 feet short. Ball fumbled. Out of bounds. The last touch by the Cardinal. We take... Now if it's a shot clock thing, you got to shoot the ball. We take a lot of high degree of difficulty shots. And we probably could find something a little better, but you say that about every team. Here's the inbound pass in the corner. Tyrell, catch, shoot, 3 ball, rims off, weak side. Allen has the rebound, and he is dominating the glass tonight. Richard outside around the horn at the point. Here's another 3 by Romello Smith. No good. Javon Barbie has it. I'll tell you this. In West Plains, this team shot the basketball fantastic. They're not shooting near as well here so far tonight. Evans beats his guy on the dribble. Goes in. Lays it in with the left hand. Ace Evans. A little shake and bake, and here you go. 35-25. Back down to 10. So we've reversed the trend. It was 15. We backed it up now to 10. Ball fake. Allen with a two-handed dunk. Nazir Allen on the pass. Oh, here's a steal on the inbound. Laid up and good by Grant. 39-25. All the way in. Here's a driving layup. High off the board. Good by Kai Lindsey. Guys had a good first half with 8. He is leading scorer for the Grizzlies so far today. Romello Smith with 1:05 to go in the half. Bounce on the baseline. Grant again. Open and make that. Jordan Richard with a two-handed dunk. A7's out front. Dribbles. More dribbling. Now pass over. Here's a wide open 3, and Clayton Robbins missed an air ball putback throw by Javon Barbie. 31-29. 30 seconds left in the half. To the right on the pick and roll. Alley-oop again. Nope, they're going to kick it outside to Richard. He'll work the lane, puts up a scoop shot, right hand, no good. There's Allen. Nobody can do anything about that. 6'9", gets it above everybody and lays it back in. 43-29. Evans out front. His 3 ball is blocked. And now at midcourt, they don't get a shot away, and that's the end of the first half. The Cardinals led the Grizzlies at West Plains at the half by 16. They lead at the half here tonight by 14. 43-29 at the half. Grizzly halftime by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. And halftime is next in 3 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Her Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Her Speed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Do you feel that chill in the air and see the wild geese flying south? Here in the Ozarks, cold weather can hit us quick and hard. It's time to prepare diesel fuel in your tractor, pickup, and over-the-road truck. Here at Her Speed West Plains store, Dr. Greg has just the prescription, so you don't have to call 911. Yes, we have 911 Power Service products along with other diesel fuel products. We have Howes, Lucas, and QMI fuel additives. But remember, you need to keep that engine warm for those freezing nights. We have green concentrate antifreeze at $9.49 per gallon, but don't forget to add a block heater. We have heaters for the coolant and also 200-watt magnetite for the oil pan. So when the temperatures drop below 32 degrees, think of Dr. Greg and his interns for your winter operation.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Time for Grizzly Halftime, brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Harlan Hutchison back here in Park Hills, Missouri. The Grizzlies at halftime find themselves down by 14 points, 43-29. The scoring from the first half of the ball game, and it looks pretty typical for Mineral Area. 8 players scored for them. The leading was their big postman, Nazir Allen, with 10 points. Lorenzo Shields and Isaiah Purvey came off the bench. Yeah, they had 8 and 7 points, respectively. Caron Grant had 6, and Jordan Richard had 6. 3 for Romello Smith, 2 for Nasir Binion, and 1 for Makai Joyner. The Grizzlies in the first half, 8 points for Kai Lindsey. And outside of a turnover or two, Kai had, I thought, one of his better halves lately. 6 points for Ace Evans. 5 points for Tyrell Smith. Also in the scoring column, Sean Glass had 4. Javon Barbie had 3, and Clayton Robbins off the bench had 3 points. Grizzlies got the first bucket of the ball game, and Mineral stretched that lead out to 15. The Grizzlies pulled it back to 10, and here at the half,
It's a 14-point difference. Grizzly halftime. We'll come back to it in 3 minutes as we look ahead at the Region 16 standings and what the Grizzlies have coming up for the remainder of the week in 3 minutes on KDY.
KDY 24/7.
Dan of the Weather Center here to give you a weather update. Definitely greener pastures, at least whenever it comes to the weather, starting tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 49 for a high, low of 32. Then on Friday, we're moving up to 61 degrees for a high, before dropping down then to 27. If you thought that was warm, look at next Monday as we get pretty close to 70 degree temperatures. A little bit of a dip on this Saturday, but overall, pretty warm days ahead of us.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Border Czar Tom Holman is ordering the withdrawal of 700 ICE agents from Minneapolis. Fox's Brooke Taylor is there.
He says he made this decision after unprecedented support from local and state jails who are now willing to cooperate when it comes to those ICE detainers.
There are ongoing protests following the ICE shooting deaths of two demonstrators last month. The Pima County Sheriff's Office responds to reports of a suspect in the abduction of the mother of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, Nancy Guthrie, in southern Arizona. Fox's Jonathan Hunt is in Tucson.
There was speculation about one particular name of a person who may have been questioned in connection with the abduction, and then the sheriff came out emphasizing no current suspects, no persons of interest.
The search for Guthrie continues. America's listening to Fox News.
Enjoying a healthy dinner that tastes great means eating out at a pricey restaurant, right? Wrong. Healthy Choice Simply Steamers are delicious and healthy. The Tray and Tray steam technology delivers crisp veggies and tender protein and tasty selections, like Healthy Choice Simply Steamers grilled chicken and broccoli Alfredo. It's a satisfying meal with 28 grams of protein and nothing artificial. Healthy Choice Simply Steamers. What having it all tastes like.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it.
Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy fillet and a smooth creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
At the end of the night, we select the Don's Auto Service Grizzly Player of the Game. Don's Auto Service. I was in Don's Auto Service. When was it? Yesterday? Yeah, I was. And had a good conversation. Talked about Grizzly basketball with Mr. Kinslow. Good to see him. And it'll be good for you to see them too. We've got more winter to come. Make sure that your tires can stand up good, your vehicle, whatever you drive, can as well. And can with the help of Don's Auto Service. There's some nice people here at Park Hills. I'm sitting at the scorer's table where I would have to move for someone to get in from the outside, and it's easy to move and get out of the way, but nobody even asked. I had one guy ask, no, don't do that, just here, and I moved. Three other people since then have all walked around behind me and stepped over the row of seats. And I saw Joe Gilmore here tonight. Former Missouri State face. Joe's been up at State Fair working in administration and stuff, and now he's doing the same thing here at Mineral Area College. Really good guy. and I got a photo of him. He doesn't know it. He was doing his administrative duties before the ball game here. So it's good to see Joe. 43-29 is the score. In Region 16, these are the standings here on the night of February the 4th. In first place is Mineral Area. They are 5-1, with the Three Rivers Raiders in second place at 5-2. Mineral's only loss came to Three Rivers, and they returned the favor the other night, 59-57. Three Rivers beat them like a drum the first time. Mineral came back and won in a tight game. Moberly is in third place in the region. They are 4-3. State Fair is 3-4 in fourth place. And it would appear that we're doomed to play in the play-in game again this year, regardless what happens in the for the rest of this month, because the Grizzlies in last place in the region at 0-6. In fact, I think each game, pardon me, that the Grizzlies have lost since the beginning of the new year have been in region play. That makes us 1-6 overall. Now, we do have games coming up on Saturday night. The Grizzlies will be at home against Three Rivers. That's going to be actually, I say, Saturday night. Saturday, 4 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock on Sunday, we've got a makeup game at home against SEMO Prep in a game that got wiped out because of the weather. Yeah, I'll be coming up Saturday and Sunday afternoon. We'll take our final 2-minute break. Second half ready to roll. The Grizzlies need to shoot the ball better in the second half. Down by 14, 43-29. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Great start, second half, 43-29. Mineral Area Cardinals with a 14-point lead on the Grizzlies at the break. Starting five for the Grizzlies will be the starting five from the ball game. Sean Glass, Tyrell Smith, Ron Barbie, Ty Lindsey, and Blaine Harris. Mineral Area will go more than likely their starting five. Dazier Allen, Teron Grant, Jordan Richard Bull, we'll see who all they come out with. Edwin Dooling at a guard. Nasir Binion Browns out there starting five. Defensively, the Grizzlies did pretty well for a while, about the first 8 minutes of the ball game, played pretty well defensively. Cardinals started to figure some things out. Now we start this half against the Cardinals zone defense. Sean Glass down the key. Puts up a little baby right hand hook shot, no good. And the rebound down to the Cardinals. Back to come with Teron Grant. Grant drives in, stops, fade away from 13 feet. That's no good. No one went for the ball. Picked up by the Cardinals. To the right corner. Binion lobs it to the low block. Ball fumbled out of bounds by Nazir Allen. And a good job by Javon Barbie. He bodied him right as that ball got to him. And it went out of bounds. Imani Barley comes in just 30 seconds into the half. Ty Lindsey in the backcourt. Guy dribbles up, left far, left key, dribbles in, and now we'll get a holding foul. Now Sarah Binion will get called for the foul. They are 6'9", 6'7", 6'5", across the front. Inbound Barbie in the paint. Curls over the top. Right hand layup is good. Great move by Javon Barbie. He's got five. And the Grizzlies down by 12. 43-31. Allen over to Dueling. Edwin Dueling. Hook pass in. They tried to pick and roll. Got knocked away. Picked back up. Pass inside. Knocked away again. And the Grizzlies get the steal. Devonte Barley off the deflection from Ty Lindsey. Ty has it down the middle. Knocked away from behind. And he'll chase it down. I can't see through the official. Been drinking muddy water again. Over on the right side, it's Sean Glass. Back to the point. Ty over to Devonte Barley now. Javon Barbie will take it out front. Got a screen up high. Kick it to the side. Glass, long three is good. Sean Glass on the right sideline. Sean has seven. Back quickly the other way, a driving two-handed dunk at the other end. The Grizzlies didn't get back on defense. Jordan Richard with eight. Lindsey out front, over a high screen. Dribbles all the way in, gets trapped, travel with the basketball, trying to do too much. $17.59 to go in the game. We got a horn for some reason. One of the, I think it's Jordan Richard for Mineral Area got a little talking to by one of the officials. He doesn't seem too affected. Here's Richard to the point. Naz Allen. He'll hand it off now. Teron Grant gets in, ditches, lost the ball, picked up, double team. One bounce up, oh, lost it, picked up by Damani Barley. Damani usually makes something happen. Sean Glass on the left side, on the wing. A lot of dribbling, pull up, 16-foot jumper, good. Sean's got five and a half, and now nine for the game. 9-point game, 45-36. We need to stabilize this, not get any deeper in the hole here. It is hard work catching up against a good team on their floor. On the left side, now out to Grant. Goes left baseline hard. Gets cut off by Ty Lindsey. Out front, high screen. Illegal screen. Now ball stolen away. Ty gets it up the floor. Barley has it. Takes it all the way in. Left hand layup. No good. And it's taken by Mineral. And they're going to come away with that. We had a 3-on-1 break and couldn't get a bucket. Now down the floor, it's Binion with a left-hander off the glass. Good at the other end. Marley out front over on the left sideline. Ty Lindsey goes to the left baseline, leans in, gets trapped. Far side, Blaine Harris, ball fake, he'll dribble, pull up, shoots the jumper, no good. Rebound tipped over, Jordan Richard with the rebound. Binion will drive in strong, gets hung up midair, two-handed pass across. is a missed dunk by Allen, the foul on the Grizzlies. First foul on Damani. Terrell Smith, Tyrell Smith will come in for the Grizzlies along with Ace Evans and Desiah Green. Nance Allen makes it 48-36. His second try is good. He's impressive. He'll get a lot of Division I attention. 6'9" from Savannah, from Memphis. He's from Memphis, Tennessee, sophomore. Kids like that are hard to find. 6'9", plays more like he's about 7 feet. Tyrell Smith in the paint. Kicks it outside in the corner. Barley has it. He'll penetrate. He'll lose the ball. Loose on the floor. And now loose again and thrown away by the Cardinals in the backcourt. Dooling. But sitting on his rear end trying to get it to somebody. And now we'll get timeout with 15:43 to go with the ball game with the score. Grizzlies trail it by 13, 49-36. And back in a minute on KDY.
Now through February 28th, check out the Broken Bow Archery Blowout Specials. Hi, this is Lane. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, and Mission Compound or Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
To the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Here's a missed jump shot. Cardinals will get the rebound and bring it up. They're ahead 49-36. Binion to the point, Nazir Allen. Now Jordan Richards. At the point, Binion, he's going to fire a three and it's good. Well, that's not Binion. That is Makai Joyner. One instead of ten. He has four. Sean Glass to the right point pass now, Tyrell Smith. Josiah drives in, goes up strong, good, good move. Josiah Green, one of the strongest moves we've seen a Grizzly make tonight. That's the first bucket tonight for Josiah. 52-48, back to a 14-point game. Naz Allen out front. Barbie is guarding him at 6'6", and here's Richard in the paint, no good. Reached over the back, why wasn't that a foul on Allen? But it's tipped out of bounds, and go with the Grizzlies. So the right team got it. Carl Claxton checking in for the Cardinals with the clock running again. The Grizzlies have the ball in the backcourt. 52-38. It's been hard to score tonight. Here's a drive down the key, driving up and good, and 8-7. Took it strong to the basket. He's got 8. 52-40. Naz Allen out front on the left wing. They'll curl over the top, cut off the dribble, hand it back. Romello nearly lost it. Kicks it on the right wing. Now they're open three. It's no good, but a foul on the shot, and he'll shoot three. We have not been informed as to who that was. That will be Josiah. Second foul on Josiah, and it'll be three shots. for Mekhi Joyner. One out of two so far. First try here is good. Two more to come, 53-40. Second try, clanks off the rim, no good. Joyner will get one more. Sean Glass comes out of the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Durant. Next try is no good. One out of three, and Barley got fouled on the rebound by Jordan Richard. So that didn't turn out so bad. One out of three for Joyner. He has 5 points off the bench tonight. Full court pressure now by Mineral. Someone come and help. Inbound play. Here's Ty Lindsey. Keep the dribble. Keep the dribble. 5 seconds to get it over, and he does. Good patience that time. Here's a whistle. We'll get another foul on Jordan Richard. Went right through Josiah Green, trying to set a screen on the wing. Team foul three on the Cardinals. Be good to get into the bonus soon. Inbound play. Guy on the wing. Top of the circle, going to his left with the left hand. High screen to the right, goes to the left instead. Guy back to the point. Barley's got a three straight on, off the lip, no good. Rebound off Jordan Richard. Cardinals kick it across to Dooley into the right corner. And that's going to be out of bounds. C.J. Claxton stepped out as he set up in the corner for that shot. Devontae will throw the ball into the backcourt. The inbound play, Kai has it, everybody clear out. Kai brings it up. Left wing pass, Tyrell Smith. Let's see if we get an open look here. We got the shooters in the game. With the exception of Sean Glass, he's on the bench right now. Tyrell to the point. Barley, 7 seconds. No look, corner pass, Tyrell, three, no good. Ball comes off, and here we go. Good defense by Mineral that time. Dooling with the ball to the corner, back to Dooling on the wing, to the point. Naz Allen over to Richard. Pass across, Dooling nearly lost it. Throw it across court, left corner, Claxton, three ball, no good. A7s with a rebound. Ace will shoot a three ball. Good from the left point. A little contact, no whistle. Ace Evans makes a three. 53-43. We're back down to 10 again. Tyrell Smith now out front. Ball nearly stolen away. Picked back up though by the Cardinals left corner. Claxton with another three try. That's no good. And the rebound down to Devontae Barley. Mekhi Lindsey, front court, foul from behind, really bad reach-around foul on Mekhi Joyner. Thank you very much. That is going to promote us closer to the bonus, fourth team foul. So we're getting closer. So 12:07 to go in the half. Free throw line has been a plus for the Grizzlies this year. It's been a strength. Ace on the inbound play. Ty Lindsey up front. You hear the official talking to A7s there. So they got ready to throw the ball in. Barbie down the middle to the corner. Ace got a three look, and it's no good. Rebound long. Picked up by Binion. They come back on the run. Boy, Binion wants to play 100 miles an hour. The right corner. Get it to Nazir Allen. Bounce pass across. And it's shot up good. Foul the play. The basket counts. Mekhi Joyner got hung up midair and got a prayer answered. And a timeout on the floor. Blaine Harris will pick up the foul. And at the break, the Grizzlies with 11:42 to go, trail by 12, 55-43. We're back in 1 minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without bearing my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Curtis at Hirschfeed in West Plains. Listen up. Chick Days is going on now at Hirschfeed in West Plains. Due to increasing demand, quantities will be limited, so pre-order now on first-come, first-served basis. More and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings, a freezer full of fresh chicken, and continuous harvest of fresh eggs. So order now. Plus, we have all your poultry products, feed, waterers, feeders, and much more. Come on in today and see us for Chick Days.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
At courtside here at Mineral Area College at Park Hills, and the Cardinals lead the game by 12 at the line with the free throw. Here is Makai Joyner for a three-point play. His free throw is around and good. Pass on the inbound is lost, but picked up by the Grizzlies at midcourt. Tyrell Smith, Barbie down the key, will circle outside, back out front. These guys are hard to score against. They got a lot of length. Passing lanes are a lot smaller. Down the key, here's Lindsay driving in. Shot good. Foul the play in the basket counts. Wow. Continuation move by Kai. That's why you shoot the ball. You never know when they're going to count one. He took two steps, shot it, made it, and got fouled well before that. But that's okay. Kai's got 10, and it's an 11-point game. That's the third foul on Makai Joyner for Mineral. Free throw good. Back to 10 again, 56-46. We can get to 10. We're having trouble getting past that. Makai Joyner, Nazir Allen to the right wing. Dribbling across Lorenzo Shields. He got up there. Great start tonight for them. At the free throw line now. Binion. Spin to the middle, right-hand scoop shot, up and good. That was a wonderful move by Makai Joyner. 58-46. At the left point, Kai Lindsey beats his man on the dribble, gets cut off. Lob out front, Tyrell Smith. Tyrell, right elbow to the right corner. Blaine, ball fake, pull up, 16-foot jumper, good. Wayne Harris, first basket, 58-48. Naz Allen has it. Down the key, they'll cut off the dribble, kick it far left corner. Open shot, watch for three, is good. Joyner with the three. In West Plains, he scored 7 points. Makai Joyner evidently made the three and then talked about it, so he'll get a technical foul and a personal foul. Ace Evans goes to the line, 61-48. So Ace will be at the line. I was saying, free throw is good by Ace Evans. He'll get one more. In West Plains, Joyner had 7 points here tonight. He has been very active with 13. Next one, no good. Yeah. 61-49, 10-12 to go. I think they take the next media timeout with 8 minutes left. Blaine Harris will throw the ball inbounds. Ace Evans, Kai Lindsey. And Sean Glass out there with Javon Barbie. Ace Evans dribbles to the right wing. It's cut off. Lob across. Bad pass. Throw it away. Back the other way. Here's Shields. Cross court pass. Claxton lays it up and good. And Shields is another one. He didn't do much in West Plains. In fact, he didn't even score. He's making up for that tonight. Left point. Yvonne Barbie, three. Good. Eight points for Javon. 11-point game, 63-52. At the left point. Now a whistle away from the ball. And that's going to be on Ty Lindsey. Well, Ty, who was a guard, trying to guard the 6'9 postman, you're going to get a foul every now and then. And on Ty, that's his first. Allen goes out of the ball game. They'll sub back in. That's their Binion. Here's the inbound play. Back door, wide open, laying it up and in. Isaiah Purvey's got 9. They're calling the play from the bench over here. The coaches were saying, here it comes, and sure enough, there it came, and easy lay-in. Foul away from the ball at the other end. That'll be on Mineral. That'll be team foul 7, so we'll shoot the bonus now with 8:55 to go. That's good, good stuff. So, who's the shooter? It's Claxton coming out and subbing in the ball game is Lee Williams, a 6'6 sophomore from, everyone together, St. Louis. Barbie at the line, free throw, number one of the one and one, good. Let's see if the Grizzlies press here, if he makes this next free throw. They may put the press on, we'll see. Here's the next try, good. Nope, no press. Let's see if the Grizzlies go back to the zone here. Nope, man-to-man to the right side. Down the key, they'll cut it off, feed it to the point. Lorenzo Shields. 15 on the shot clock, backdoor bounce pass, good feed, laying is up and good. Great move by Shields. On the feed by Isaiah Purvey. It's going to be an offensive foul on the Grizzlies as Ty Lindsey hand the ball off, was just standing still and had a collision with a Cardinal, and for that he'll be tagged with his second foul. Down the front court, Romello Smith for the Cardinals. They are in control by 13 with 8:10 to go. At the right point. Now at the left elbow. Binion has it. He's dribbling a lot. Steps through. Got fouled by Blaine Harris. And there'll be 4 on Blaine. Media timeout. 7:56 to play in the ballgame with a score. Cardinals 67. Grizzlies 54, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 Bow Blowout Specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery. Inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Here we go back to play, and it will be the Cardinals on the inbound in the corner. 67-54 in the lane. Here's Purvey driving. He lost the ball, got it back. Big strong kid kicks it to the point. Open shot for a three is off the mark. Rebound control this time by Ty Lindsay, and he has run plumb over by Nasser Binion. That'll be his third foul. So we'll go to the other end, shoot 1-1. It's a great, great strategy if you can make it work. You're down by 12, 13 points. If you can get to the free throw line, get a little closer. Time stands still when you're at the free throw line. Ty Lindsay at the line tonight is 3 out of 3, making 4 out of 4. Next try, good. Ace Evans back in the ball game for Kai. With those two free throws, 5.5 and 13 for the game for Kai Lindsay. Carmelo Smith, the Grizzlies go to it back to that 2-3 zone, which has not been real effective. We'll see here though. In the lane, a turn, right hand baby hook is an air ball. Well, worked well that time by Purvey. Now the Grizzlies back. Big possession right here. Tyrell, left corner. Travel violation. That was a great opportunity to get this thing back under double digits. Couldn't convert. Turnover, and now back on the offensive end, the Cardinals, with 7 minutes to play, leading by 11. How many times have you seen a team just try to run the clock out and then disaster? Nasser Allen drives in, lost it off his leg, kicked it out of bounds, but they're going to stay off of Tyrell Smith in the game. But there's a preliminary girls game for this. And Crowder College led Mineral Area in the first half by 24 points, led by 22 at the half. Here's the inbound play, cut by Binion, missed the shot, got his own board, goes up, and good. 9-0 Binion. Anyway, Mineral Area came back. Not only did they overcome a 24-point deficit, they won by like 7. Here's a 3 at the point by Tyrell. Good. It hung on the lip of the rim and fell in. He's got 8 points. Back to a 10-point game. 69-59. On the low block, Allen has it. Now cutting inside, ball lost, and a foul on Josiah Green as he was trying to do something with Lee Williams, who had cut into the middle of the lane, but the foul he called on D. Green. Three on Josiah. Both teams are over the limit now. Jordan Richard comes in the ball game for them, and Binion will sit out. Lee Williams, free throw, no good. Rebound to Sean Glass. Up the right side, Ace Evans. Baseline hard, all the way in, lays it up, a good foul to play. The basket counts, and Ace got to the rim, got the ball to go as he blew by the defense. And Lee Williams is called for the personal foul. So Ace with a chance for a 3-point play. It's an 8-point game. 69-61. And it's good. 7 points is the closest the Grizzlies have been in a long time. At the right point, Romello Smith. It feels to me like Mineral's really lost their momentum here. Bounce pass, low block. Jordan Richard posts up, pump fake, pump fake. He's in the lane forever. Lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be off the Grizzlies. Next time you watch a ball game, watch the guys inside once they get in the lane. Count how long they're in there. They don't even call it anymore, really. At the point, Jordan Richard. Spinning, lost the ball, turned it over, up ahead, A7. He'll get to the rim, and he will put it up and in. He's going to dunk it, changed his mind, got it to go, though. Now it's a five-point game, 69-64. Turn, open, and Teron Grant, no good. Rebound, Grizzlies. Sean Glass on the right side, and he's fouled by Lorenzo Shields. It's down to a five-point game with 4:59 to go. Ton of time left in the game. Sean Glass will get to the free throw line here. It is a double bonus. First one is no good. Still could make it a four-point game if this one goes in. Puts it up again. Good. John Glass from West Monroe, Louisiana, now with 6.5, 10 for the game, averaging 13. And the Grizzlies now down by 4, 69-65. Binion on the left. Top of the circle, nearly lost it. Down the left corner. Grant will work his way in to the point. Wide open. Three is good. Left the three-point shooter wide open at the point. And now, back to a seven-point game. 72-65. Sean Glass out front, guarded by Binion, who can't guard him. I don't think. Sean beats him on the dribble, pulls it back, gets it in the lane. Barbie, left-hand layup, high off the board, and good. Good dish by Sean. He couldn't get the shot, but he got it to Barbie, who has 9.5 and 12 for the game. Five-point game. Mineral with 3:50 to play. Since they decided to slow the pace and run more clock, they have not played nearly as well. Richard with the left-hand layup, but he cuts across and gets lay-in from the elbow. Richard has 13, back to a seven-point game. 3.5 to go. We not only need to score, but we got to get some stops. Sean Glass takes it out front, guarded by Jordan Richard. That's a hard matchup right there. Sean dribbles over, crossover, left elbow. This is over. Barbie drives the baseline, lays it up, and good. Another assist for Sean Glass, back to a five-point game, 74-69. We need a little mistake from them right here. At the point, Binion, crossover, drives the lane, goes up, got fouled, he'll shoot two. With 2:50 to go. And these will be Binion's first free throws of the night, and if you've got to foul somebody on their side, that might be the way to go. Timeout. 2:50 to go in the ball game. Grizzlies trail by 5, 74-69. Back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
The court. That has really helped a lot. And at the line tonight, Grizzlies are 13 out of 16. Have done a great job there. Down at the line, Nasir Binion at the line for the Cardinals. His first free throw of the night, first of two, is no good. Binion has six. Grizzlies have Ace Evans, Kai Lindsey, Javon Barbie, Sean Glass, and Tyrell Smith. Next one is good. One out of two for Binion. Full court pressure now by Mineral. Kai Lindsey dribbles it over, gets it in the middle of the floor like you should against the press, and now they go back to their man-to-man defense. Kai Lindsey dribbles right, dribbles to the corner, baseline, cut off. Feeds it inside, Barbie puts it up with the right hand, no good, bad break. Ball hung on the lip and fell off. 75-69. So the Cardinals get a big stop right there. Out in the left corner, Binion has it. Passes to Richard, backs down, right side, high off the board, no good. And the rebound taken by Richard, bigger and stronger, just took it away from two Grizzlies. Now at the right point. Edwin Dooling. Baseline, they get it to Allen. That's good. Out of the play, basket counts. Well, they positively had to have a basket. The guy they went to, 6'9", Nasir Allen, who now will have a chance for a 3-point play. He has 14 points tonight. 2:01 to go, 8-point game. We got it down to four, and it's up and good. Now it's back to nine. A7's over. Sean Glass, front court. Timeline, Ace. Drives in, and his shot is blocked at the goal 10. Not much doubt about that. Ace drove the left side. Now we're going to get a timeout for the Grizzlies. A7's had six in the first half. He's got 13 in the second half. 1:47 left, and it's Mineral 78, MSU West Plains 71. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really miss the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Skip pass up ahead. Get it to Richard. They'll hold it. Now get it to the middle. Binion's going to take it in. He goes up with left hand shot. No good. What a horrible shot that was. I can't believe he took that shot. Up by seven. And now back the other way. Here's A7. Three ball, left point, and it's off the right side of the rim. Rebound taken down, lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Mineral basketball. Now the outside official is going to change that. Oh, 78-71, 1:20 to play. Really got to get a bucket here. Barbie inbounds the point. Ace, open three look. Come on. Nope. Rebound pulled down by big Nasir Allen. And the Cardinals are in good shape now with 1:10 to go, up by seven. So they're going to hold out front, and if we're going to sit back, they're just going to hold it. Doesn't matter. Shot clock runs down now, 10. 56 seconds to play. Down by seven. Spinning in. Teron Grant, fadeaway from 10 feet. No good. Rebound tipped long. And the shot clock expires, and the Grizzlies will get it back. 78-71. Sean Glass will throw it in the backcourt. Ace Evans. Bounce across. Kai Lindsey. Bounce it up ahead. Sean Glass. Back to Kai. Three ball. Left wing. No good. Rebound tipped long. Picked up by Ace Evans. He lost it on the way in. And it's going to be off the Grizzlies with 30 seconds to play. And we'll get timeout. And it should be a full, and it is a full timeout. 30 seconds to go in the game. Cardinals 78, Grizzlies 71. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Now through February 28th, check out the Broken Bow Archery Blowout Specials. Hi, this is Lane. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, and Mission Compound or Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
To go in the ball game, Grizzlies have got to get a steal here on the press. Inbound play. Grant gets it to Binion, and he's fouled by Sean Glass. So we'll walk to the other end. That'll be the 10th team foul on the Grizzlies, so it'll be two shots. Nasser Binion, one out, two from the line. Time's at a premium, so really couldn't wait for them to get the ball over midcourt if we're going to foul because about 10 seconds would be off the clock at least, and you'd have no more than 20 seconds probably. Free throw shot by Binion is no good. Nasser Binion, one out of three from the line. We'll see here if it's getting in his head a little bit. Grizzlies need a miss. Badly. Down by seven. Next one is good. 79-71. Sean Glass at the point. Crossover. Penetrates. Right hand layup. Good. Great move by Sean Glass. Now back the other way, Dueling. He'll be fouled by Tyrell with 13.6 to go in a 6-point game. 79-73. 13.6, you'd have to have him miss both of these. Come down quick and get a three. It's a two-possession game, thanks to the 3-point shot. Here's a free throw, and it's no good. Edwin Dueling has not scored tonight. He'll get one more chance. This will determine if we have a chance. And good. So it's a three possession game now, and all Mineral will do is not foul. Kai Lindsey has it. 10 seconds. Long up the right side. Tyrell steps over, shoots a three, blocked out of bounds by Jordan Richard. And here's the inbound play. Guy back door, good pass. Barbie drives, lays it up and good. 4.9, and we won't foul? I wouldn't think. Well, sure enough, we did.
11 with a hole.
Guy fouls with 4.9 seconds left. 5-point game. So we'll walk to the other end, and we'll have our Don's Auto Service player of the game after it's all done with here. And we'll talk to Jared Fay about it as well in just a minute or two. Here's a free throw. First one, no good. Edwin Dooling, 1 out of 3 from the line. And good. 81-75, Sean Glass, 3, way outside, no good, that's ball game. Cardinals win it, they go now to 16-7. And they pick up the win here tonight. 82-75, and our player of the game, we'll go ahead and keep it here because we're going to talk to the Grizzly head coach here in just a second. In the ball game tonight, the Grizzlies really shot the ball well from the free throw line again. And I was just tallying up our final total on the free throw side of it. Being down here right by the bench, it'll be, there he is right there. So we'll talk to Coach Trey about all of this. 82-75 was the final score in the ball game. There was one point in the first half. We were down by 15. And I was saying, we're on the verge. We've got to either turn it around here or it's going to be bad. And we got it turned around and actually got it down to 4 points on a couple of occasions in the second half. That had to be the most encouraging thing of the night.
Yeah, we're definitely getting better. You know, they beat us by 30 at our place the first time we played and really did have our chances. There's things that we still could have cleaned up. They're a team that feeds up turnovers in that first half, and kind of that when we got down, you're talking about is we had too many turnovers in a row there, and they score on those every time. But we're definitely getting better. We're running out of time to keep getting better, but it's nice to see this progress. The guys are very coachable. They're working hard, battling hard, and playing together as a team.
I thought tonight, and they have size, 6'9", 6'7", a couple of 6'7", they've got plenty of size, and their size did hurt us in West Point. I didn't think that was that much of a factor.
Yeah, no, we're doing a better job, and again, it's kind of got to be a collective effort. We certainly don't have one guy who can guard any of them. We got to do it. Picks up our defense a little bit. We got a team rebound. We still gave up a couple of offensive rebounds that it are hard for us to do anything about, but like I said, everything, all in all, our effort was pretty good.
And the other thing, too, I thought we played way more physical tonight defensively.
Yeah, we're starting to figure that out. You know, we're sitting around wanting foul calls, and they're not calling them in this league. So we're not scared to mix it up. And, again, that's a sign of improvement.
They're in first place now, 6-1 in the region. And Saturday night we get second place, being Three Rivers. And people can come out to watch that game. That's a good basketball team.
Yep, Saturday, Three Rivers, long-time rivalry.
And then on Sunday, 4 o'clock start, we're going to make up the SEMO game, correct?
Yep, from a couple weeks ago.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it, Tom. All right, Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, and I will tell you when I finish my quick books edition in my head. Grizzly player of the game is going to be H. Evans. He had 19 points. 13 of the 19 came in the second half. On Javon Barbie, I'm going to make him a co-player, the Donzato Service player of the game. He deserves it for no other reason, just pure effort. He had his hands full inside defensively tonight, but I thought did a very good job and finished tonight. He had 3 points in the first half, and he had 13 in the second half, so he finished with 16. So Javon Barbie and Ace Evans are Donzato Service players of the game. Get your vehicle in tip-top shape for what's left of winter and spring to come. Come on by at Don's Auto Service. We saw John Kinsler in there yesterday. We talked some Grizzly basketball and had a nice little chat. And you see him at all the Grizzly games, all the home games. You'll see John right down there below where I sit, his familiar spot. Also in the scoring column tonight, Sean Glass finished with 12 points. And Kai Lindsey, in some respect, I thought had a really strong game tonight. He finished with 13. And so you look at our scoring column, it's 19 for Ace, 16 for Barbie, 13 for Kai Lindsey. So you got a 1-2-3 there, plus 12 from Sean Glass, 8 points by Tyrell, 3 points for Clayton Robbins, and two apiece for Cy Green and Blaine Harris. So, final score again, 82-75. Grizzlies fall to go to 9-14 and 0-7 in region play at home Saturday afternoon at 4 against the Three Rivers Raiders. Till then, thanks to Dylan Groves in the studio, Harlan Hutchinson saying so long from Park Hills, Missouri.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.